Snow's Garden Center. Discover nature by design for a beautiful view. Snow's knows how to make it all easy for you. When it comes to landscaping and gardening, who knows how to create the perfect scene? Snow's Garden Center.
Radio, sweetie.
Oops, sorry, Daddy.
Hi, I'm Corbin Snow, owner of Snow's Garden Center right here in Charlottesville. My giggling companion is my 8-year-old daughter, Maddie.
Daddy, you should tell them about all the pretty flowers and trees.
Snow's Garden Center has all of the beauty nature has to offer. Plants, trees, flowers, herbs.
Oh, the flowers smell so sweet, and you know?
We also carry everything you need to cultivate your yard or garden to keep it looking great.
And those little garden statues, they are so cute.
They are so cute. So if you want a yard that appeals to birds, butterflies, and your neighbors, what should you do, Maddie?
Come to Snow's.
And what else?
Oh yeah, grow for it.
Snow's Garden Center is located at 1875 Avon Street Extended, just south of the city of Charlottesville. Call 295-2159 or visit snownose.com.
And good morning and welcome to the Snow-Nose Garden Show. It's a beautiful day out there today, and I'm so excited and happy to be here with you live in the WINA studios. I'm Corbin Snow, and you're listening to the most listened to weekend talk radio show in Central Virginia, live each and every Saturday morning. Since the spring of 1950, we've been broadcasting this show, and we are in our third generation. My grandfather, Leroy, started this show in 1950, and he passed it down to his son, Dwayne. And my dad passed it off 4 or 5 years ago to me. So I've got two sons, and they're both in line to carry the tradition to the fourth generation. If you'd like to join the show, our number, as always, here in the WINA studios is 977-1070. Be glad to take your gardening questions and answer any questions that you might have going out there in the garden. And we have definitely entered that time of year when there is lots of things happening. So if you have any gardening questions whatsoever, anything happening outside with your plants, trees, shrubs, perennials, annuals, lawns, your houseplants, pests, rodents, insects, disease, weeds, or something just looks funny out there, give us a call. Again, that number is 977-1070. It's a great time of year. With temperatures in the mid-60s today, there's definitely lots of things to do outside in the garden, lots of things that need to be done. The first thing I always think about, you know, as we start to transition out of winter is that spring cleanup. And it's such a vital and important step to do in the garden. Not only are you kind of tidying up and cleaning up the garden, but you're providing some vital services and applications that need to be done for your plants, and one of those being a good spring shrub fertilization. You know, a lot of times we have a tendency to forget about our plants and trees and shrubs and perennials and annuals, and we think that you know, we just plant those little guys and we're done with them, right? As long as they we get some water on them every once in a while, or even after the first or second year, they don't need, you know, traditional watering from a hose. And we tend to forget about the shrubs and the trees and the annuals and perennials. And it's amazing to me how many people don't fertilize their shrubs. And it's just one of those things, we plant them, we forget about them. And so my challenge to you, all the listeners this morning, is get out and buy yourself a really good fertilizer. We sell a product called Master Nursery All-Purpose Fertilizer. And just as the title of the name says, it's an all-purpose fertilizer that you can put down on just about anything. It can be really confusing when you go fertilizer shopping. You've got plant tone and holly tone and camellia tone and all these specialized fertilizers, which are great and, you know, efficient and effective in what they do. But it's nice to just know you can go pick up one product, this all-purpose fertilizer, and you don't have to guess, well, should I put it on this shrub? Should I put it on that shrub? And I guarantee you your shrubs or whatever you put it on will look so much better if you start using a fertilizer regularly. You'll have better growth. The plants, trees, or shrubs will be healthier. You'll have better blooms if they're blooming shrubs. The blooms will be much better. The bud count will be a lot higher, and just overall, they'll be much healthier, happier plants. Guarantee that. So stop by the Garden Center today. We've got all your fertilizer, organic fertilizers, synthetic, anything you need. We've got we're fully stocked. We've received what's the count? Probably three or four different tractor trailer loads of products this week, whether it be plants, soils, organic products, mulches, bag mulches. We are fully 100% stocked when it comes to bag material in the Garden Center right now. So stop by and see us. We're located out on 1875 Avon Street, just south of downtown Charlottesville. Also in the garden, you know, it's a great time of year. We talk about that spring cleanup every year. And I know, trust me, I know what a dreaded process that is, to have to get out there in the garden and kind of bring it out of the winter the gardens, you know, we haven't been there much this time of year. And it's kind of that process where you've got to just say, you know what, I'm going to bite the bullet. I'm going to go ahead and get out there and start digging in the dirt, start cutting things back, start pruning, get rid of all those leaves that are maybe, you know, been sitting there for a couple weeks or months. But it's definitely something you need to start thinking about. You want to start getting that garden ready for the spring. Cold crops are in stock now. You know, if you've planned or if you've been thinking about starting a garden, a vegetable garden, it's definitely time. You don't want to start late. You don't want to wait to the last minute and have to be, you know, hurrying to get your planting beds in, your vegetable beds in, do the rototilling and the cleanup and the whole process. You're much better off planning and getting a jump start on that, on some of these nice spring days in March. Let's go to the phone lines. I believe we have a caller on line one. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Garden Show.
Hey, guys. It's Scott.
Hey, Scott. Good morning. How are you?
Well, I got to start out this morning with, how about them Hokies?
You know what? I went to bed at 10 o'clock last night, so you're going to have to fill me in.
Dramatic endings to basketball games. I think that's all that needs to be said for the ACC tournament.
Did they win?
They won.
Okay, well.
So it's a wonderful, wonderful day. Hey, I want to talk about something even more wonderful and dramatic endings. This is the end of our winter travel season, and man, did we ever end with saving the best for last. I'm at the Philadelphia Flower and Garden Show, the oldest garden show and definitely the best in the country. And I've been so excited by what I've seen. This is the third time I've come back on the show floor. I wore my daughter out yesterday walking around, and we had to go back, and then I came back again, and then I came back again this morning. And I don't think I've seen it all yet. But I have found two incredible, incredible ideas here that I cannot wait to come home and share with folks. First of all, if you're interested in the show runs through 9:30 tonight, and then tomorrow is closing day, and it's worth a trip. I know it's a five-hour trip to Philly, but it's super simple to get up here on a weekend. Parking is very simple, right in the middle of Philadelphia, and if you want additional information, you can go to thegardenshow.com.
And this is one of the premier garden shows in the world, really.
It really is. It's second to Chelsea in England. This show runs for a week. They have about a month to set up. And this is not your normal garden show. These are national sponsors.
Right.
Target sponsors a huge ad here. Subaru sponsors a huge ad. QVC offers a huge display here. And these plants are specifically grown for this show only.
Right.
They're hollyhocks in bloom. I can't grow hollyhocks in my garden, you know, anytime, but there's hollyhocks here that are absolutely incredible. So you got to try to make it up, or if not, do visit the websites. and get a preview of the show that's there. But the two things that I found a pergola arrangement that this, I've never thought about this idea, but remember my garden topic of the year is making your garden work for you. I found a pergola arrangement that you actually can take and use solar panels on the top of your pergola.
Oh, wow.
What a wonderful idea. The solar panels provide the shade that you need,
yeah.
And then they're also working for you all day long, powering some of the things that happen in the garden. So it's a very unique situation. These actually, you arrange them, and they're actually movable. So as the sun tracks across the sky during the day, these panels can actually even rotate with the sun. They can store the energy in a battery system and then run your low-voltage lighting.
Yeah, your landscape lighting, your landscape lighting, Scott, some of your water features.
And even share back
yeah.
to other things in the house. So it's absolutely amazing, the thing that I found there. The other thing that I found down here is the ability to mix vegetable gardening and being able to mix that into your traditional garden.
Right.
There's a growing bag that you actually take, and you know how hard it is to grow in our soil, especially some of the root crops like carrots. It's so hard to grow them. Well, what this is a bag that you actually take and put potting soil in. You dig it into your garden. You plant your carrot seeds, and nothing can tunnel in and eat them. They grow in unobstructed soil out in the garden, in the growing environment, and you're almost creating these containers in the ground. So it's perfect for things if you have problems with moles or voles, if you have problems with things coming in and digging up and getting into the crowns of these plants. And also in our heavy clay soil, the competition and trying to get soil that's friable enough to be able to grow some of these root crops is sometimes difficult. So it's an absolutely amazing thing. They have some displays down here where you can incorporate them even into containers on your patio, grow them with a geranium plant, grow your radishes right beside your geranium. So some pretty neat things I'm going to be bringing back.
I can't wait to see pictures and have you fill us in on everything you've seen up there. It's definitely been a delight to have you come back each week and come back with the enthusiasm and the new ideas and products that you've seen and share them and incorporate it into and not only to our business but to our market and into Charlottesville.
Well, just a reminder, I'm going to be giving this talk at the Home Show on Saturday, I believe. It's the 8th of April at 1 o'clock at the Home Show. I'm going to be bringing lots of these ideas, and I'm even going to try to get a demonstration of this product that I'm talking about with these solar panel pergolas.
That'd be really neat.
This is exactly what I've been talking about, and I cannot believe I found the product. So,
well, what you should do, you should invite...
I've never thought about it and never seen it, and it just blew me away.
You should invite that vendor to come out to our Green Festival that we have going on out at the Garden Center. That's on Saturday, May 14th. We're going to have a lot of green vendors from Charlottesville out at the Garden Center that day for the Go Green Festival, Seville Go Green Fest, and that would be a great feature to have them a part of that.
I cannot wait to get home and start gardening and
yeah.
get my hands dirty out in everybody else's yard and bring some of these ideas home. So travel season is over. It's time to go play in the dirt.
All right, man. Thank you so much for calling in.
Okay, guys. Talk to you soon.
Have a great trip. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We've got to take a quick break. Keep on going. All right. Before we get going, and I don't want to forget, Ron Granite is celebrating a birthday today. He is... I guess it's okay to announce his age since he gave it to the station, right? He is 65 years young today, so happy birthday, Ron, and hope you have a wonderful day. If you call in, they have a prize for you to win, and you're the only person in the birthday challenge, so you have pretty good odds of winning there, Ron.
That's right.
If you'd like to join the show, we had a few callers that were holding during the Scott's call-in session, but if you'd like to join the show, our number, again, is 977-1070. We'll put you right on the air this time, I promise. We won't keep you waiting. We were talking a little bit about spring cleanups before Scott called in, talked about fertilization, talked about just kind of tidying up the garden. It's a great time of year to, you want to go ahead and cut back some of those ornamental grasses. As I was driving in this morning, I passed several landscapes and gardens that hadn't quite gotten to that project, and it's getting to the point where they're going to start setting up new growth. And it just becomes a little bit more difficult, and you really don't want to get into pruning back that new growth, especially once it starts coming out, it creeps very, very fast. it'll shoot up several inches to a foot, and you don't want to have to cut that back, you know, at the start of the season.
And if you do end up, you know, one of the reasons why you don't want to do that, number one, it's going to shrink the ultimate size of the plant by taking some of that growth off.
Exactly.
But when you cut those ends, they stay, you know, that end, that cut end doesn't grow back.
Right.
So you're looking at that for the whole season.
You get that real unnatural serrated, you know, serrated edge that just doesn't look natural in the garden.
Right. The other thing you want to make sure that you cut back, if you haven't done so already, is your liriope.
Yeah.
That's one that it always responds better and looks better and is healthier if you cut it back this time of year, get the old growth off, allow that new growth room to come out and fill in. And this is the time to do it. If you wait too much longer, again, you're going to be into that scenario where the new shoots are coming up in there, and then you got to be really careful as how you're doing it so that you're not cutting the ends off those new shoots.
It's also, you know, a good idea to start looking and thinking about your perennial gardens, your perennial beds. If you haven't trimmed and pruned things back during the winter months, it's a good idea to get out there and tidy up and clean up some of those beds. Hosta, especially, you'd want to make sure all that old growth is pruned off and pruned back. Lamb's ear, Rebecca, black-eyed Susans. I mean, just anything and everything pretty much with that old spent growth and blooms, you're going to want to prune back and just get it cleaned up and make way for that new growth that's going to be coming out very, very soon.
And a lot of things really are all – it's amazing going around how much – is already starting to come up. I was at a place just this morning where the irises were 3 or 4 inches up. The daylilies already had 2 or 3 sets of leaves, kind of a little rosette there at the surface of the soil. We've got sedums that are poking up, starting to put on their new growth. It's amazing how much just with these few warm days and these good rains, things are really, really starting to wake up.
And I got a little preview of spring. I traveled 3 hours south on 29 to Greensboro earlier in the week. Not going to tell you what I was doing down there, but it was a very disappointing trip. that doesn't give anything away.
No.
But it was what I loved was seeing spring has already arrived, just 3 hours down 29. Bradford pears in full bloom, your cherries, and what's cherries? We got some cherries in bloom here.
Right. The Okamis are the first ones that come out. They're in full bloom now.
But it was just wonderful to see, you know, not so wonderful to see people mowing grass. That's never nice to see. But, you know, it's just amazing. Just 3 hours down the road, what a difference. You know, the just a slight variation in temperatures has already brought spring. So we are just days away, really, before everything's starting to pop. And once the economies get going, forsythias in bloom, we've had the winter jasmine blooming, and then it's just like a little fireworks show every week, and you've got something else blowing up out there in the garden. Different trees are coming into season, and the red buds and dogwoods. So spring is upon us, folks. It's sprung, and it's here, and we are ready for it for sure. But if you need any help with these gardening services, whether it be a spring cleanup, pruning back your shrubs or grasses or liriope, I'll be honest with you, these aren't the funnest gardening tasks to have to get out and do. So if you need some help with it, we'd be glad to help you out. Just give us a call out at the Garden Center at 295-2159, and we can send one of our landscape experts out to give you a free proposal, as always.
And some consultation, you know, some advice on you know, how to handle some of this stuff. I know, you know, we always have you know, some great people that we work with that are new to Charlottesville. Maybe they've been gardening in Florida or California or Montana, Massachusetts. You know, some of these places where the climate is very different from what it is here in Charlottesville. Our plant palette is very different. And, you know, if you've got a bunch of stuff in the yard that you don't know what in the world it is or how to deal with it, how to take care of it, give us a call. We'd be glad to come out and meet with you, give you some ideas on what you need to do to get the most out of it, how you can – the products that you need to care for it, and, you know, any help that you need as far as you know, getting some manpower in there to take care of some of these tasks. We'd be glad to give you an estimate on what it would take to get all that done.
Another thing we always run into are people who have maybe moved into a new home here in the area, and they've had, you know, an extensive landscape project completed, but it wasn't, you know, while they were living in the home. And so people have us come out and do kind of a plant identification and go over maintenance of, you know, the plants that are in their garden. And we go through and we can help you ID and help you come up with a solution of how to maintain what you have if you didn't install the landscape that, you know, you adopted when you bought the house. So that's a free service. Give us a call at 295-2159 or visit us at snownose.com. We've got to take a quick break for some news. You're listening to the Snow Nose Garden Show on AM 1070. We'll be right back. And good morning and welcome back to the Snow Nose Garden Show. I am the Minister of Mulch, Corbin Snow, and I've got the Doctor of Dirt,
Norm Carlson,
sitting next to me, or the Professor of Plants, whatever he goes by. He knows his stuff, folks. Give us a call at 977-1070. If you have any gardening questions, you're listening to the longest continuously running garden show in the whole free world, folks. So give us a call at 977-1070, and we'll put you right on the air. And did I mention that we're the most listened to weekend talk radio show in Central Virginia? We just got all sorts of awards and accolades that we're receiving here lately. The phones light up with that introduction of the show. Let's go to line number one. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Garden Show.
Hi. I have a question about my hemlock trees. I wonder if they could give me a hint.
Okay. Yeah, what kind of problems are you seeing?
I don't know. I think it's Adelphia or spider mites, and I want to know what to spray them with.
The hemlocks are susceptible and prone to the woolly adelgid, which is kind of a white cottony powder that they get on them. Are you seeing any signs of that?
Yes, I have, and then they're really very sick looking. I don't know if it's too late, if I can save them or not, but anyway, what do you recommend?
Yeah, really the best thing to spray that with, and this is an excellent time of year to do it, yeah, is with a horticultural oil spray. And that comes in a container that you can hook right to the end of the hose and spray it out on the trees. If they're really, really big trees, you know, over 20, 25 feet tall, you probably have to get them professionally treated just to be able to get, you know, get that high up into the tree.
Yes, yes. Well, now, somebody, I was looking at Southern State, they talked about Bonide 8 to go on it, to spray it with also.
Yeah, you could use that, but the oil spray actually is the top rated spray for controlling the adelgids. What it actually does, it goes as you spray it on, you cover the all of the surfaces of the leaves and the stems real thoroughly with it, and the oil actually smothers the insects and kills them out, and it does a very, very efficient job, especially on those particular types of insects like scale, like the woolly adelgids, like mealybugs, insects that kind of have a coating over their bodies that really impedes the penetration of a lot of the contact insecticides. And
you said horticultural oil, is it a specific kind? Excuse me.
Yeah, there's a product that we sell called Master Nursery Pest Fighter Oil that does a great job, and it's safe to use any time of year, and is really an excellent product for treating the adelgid and any kind of scale insects, you know, even mites in these cooler temperatures, and it, like I say, it's safe to use any time of year.
Is this the time of year to do it, and then do you do it at another interval? Do you do it another time?
Yeah, I'd go ahead and spray it now, and then spray it again in another month or 6 weeks.
All right. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're certainly welcome.
All righty. Bye.
Bye-bye now.
Thank you. You can do a lot of preventative applications using the horticulture oil, you know, by going in and applying it now to a lot of your needled evergreens or even some of your broadleaf shrubs. You can prevent a lot of damage and some of the reoccurring problems you have out in the garden by applying that product and application now.
And one of the nice things about it is that it not only smothers out the adult insects and you know, the juvenile insects for that matter, but it also gets the eggs.
Right.
It'll smother out eggs. Like if you've had problems on your azaleas with lace bug or your pieris or rhododendrons, you can spray the horticultural oil on there now. Make sure you get a real good thorough covering on the backside of the leaves, and it'll smother out a lot of those eggs that overwintered on the underside of the leaves, all those little tarry spots. A lot of those will actually have eggs in them, and the horticultural oil will smother those out and reduce the amount of problem that you have later on in the spring. And what the other nice thing about it is it's one of the more environmentally friendly products that you can use, so you're able to get really, really good control without having to use some of the heavier duty stuff that comes into play later in the year.
Let's go to line number three. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Garden Show.
Yes, good morning. I had a question about my apple trees, which when they bloom and the flowers come out, they turn black and the tips burn out, and I'm not getting many apples or whatever.
Okay, you say that they turn black and is that the flowers and kind of working on down through the tip of the shoot?
Down to like probably usually goes to maybe like a foot or so down into like the tip of the branch from the flower.
After
the flowers, it look great, and then after that, it's happened 2 years in a row.
Almost looks like something like somebody went in there and hit it with a torch.
Exactly.
Yeah, you got some fire blight. It's actually a bacterial disease that affects most of our fruit trees. Apples are susceptible to it. Pears, a lot of the varieties of pear are very susceptible to it.
It hasn't hit my peach trees. Will this affect the peach trees, or do I have to protect them in any way, or are they in danger?
Yeah, it may hit the peaches, but they're not nearly as susceptible to it as the apples and the pears tend to be.
Okay. How can I treat this? Is it too late? Are the trees dead? Or
no, you can go. As the new growth comes out in this spring, spray them with a fire blight spray that has streptomycin in it. It's an actual antibiotic, but streptomycin. And spray that while they're in, as soon as they start putting out new growth and starting to come into flower, and that will prevent those new blooms from being reinfected.
Okay, so just before they flower,
as the flowers are opening, it's coming into flower.
Is there a particular brand name or something that's a little more environmentally friendly?
No, it's that's really the only one is just streptomycin, and it's usually labeled as fire blight spray.
Okay, what should I be treating like other fruit trees with at this time? I'm new to this, and I'm not really familiar with. I have two pear trees and some other different types of peaches.
Okay, yeah. As the new growth starts to come out, you'll start to see the buds, particularly on the pears, will start to be they'll start to swell now. You'll start to see the tips of the buds starting to turn green, and the flower buds will actually start to it's almost like there's a master bud with little that's like the casing over the individual flower buds. You'll see that starts to open up, and you'll see the individual flower buds start to expand out from the center of that. And as you start to see that going on, you want to go in and spray it with a combination fruit tree spray that handles the fungus problems and the insect problems as well. And there are a couple different ways that you can go with that. There are formulations that are mixed up to be more or less organic, and then there are conventional ones also.
Okay.
We've got both of them available out at the garden center.
What
but
did I ask for there?
Just fruit tree spray.
Okay.
And like I say, there's a conventional and there's more a more organic version of it as well. But you want to get on that that schedule early in the season as you first start to see those buds turn green, and then it's going to be something that you're going to have to repeat on through up until just a couple of weeks before harvest.
And I always tell people, you know, fruit trees, you know, it's just one of the things that, oh, man, I'm just going to plant my apple trees and or pear trees, and I'm going to sit back and just harvest the fruit off of them. It can be, you know, it's a not labor-intensive, but it's just a very specific timing when it comes to putting this fruit tree spray on if you plan on harvesting good edible fruit. And as Norman said, you know, it's a 5 or 6 step process, you know, throughout the growing season to get the fruit off the trees.
Okay. Well, this hurt bees.
Well, that's the one time that you don't spray is when the flowers are wide open. You know, as soon as those flower buds really open up and you can start to see the petals unfurling, you don't spray from then until the what they call petal fall. In other words, when all the flower petals have dropped off.
Okay.
So that's the timing is to miss that window so that you're not impacting the pollinators out there, right?
And if you follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/Snows Garden Center. I will post a fruit tree spray regimen that you can follow that gives you specific timing of when to do everything.
Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate
all right.
Your help.
Thank you.
Hey, thank
Thanks
you.
Thanks for your phone
Appreciate
call.
You
that was an
in.
Excellent, excellent question. Thank you. Let's go back to line number one. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Garden Show.
Yeah, good morning. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit in reference to aerating lawns and what's the best equipment to use and the best time.
Yeah, that's a great question. If you know the number one best time would have been in the fall, just because you have such a long growing season going to the fall, and it also gives you a prolonged period for the root system to really establish itself before we head into a hot, dry summer this year.
Well, that's if you're doing it primarily, we do it in conjunction with overseeding and trying to thicken the lawn up.
But if all you want to do
is just aerate, you can do it anytime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can do it anytime.
The ground's so soft right now. You know, it might be a good time to do that.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And that's what I was going to expand on. You can do it any time of year, but you know, if you wait till August, the ground you're not going to get very good penetration unless you go out and heavily irrigate your turf.
Right.
But right now is an awesome time to aerate. The ground is so wet, you're going to get nice deep cores and really good results by aerating this time of year. And if you need to do some seeding, like I've got just bare spots all on my lawn, just that the month of December, and I did kind of a late aerating and seeding last year, didn't really get the germination I had hoped for. So now's a great time. Right now, you know, mid-March through, you know, you can do it as late as, you know, mid-May, but I would do it the earlier in the season would definitely be better, and you're going to have better results, and it's going to give that root system a little bit longer period of time to get established.
And can you comment in reference to the blade-type aerators? Because that's what I have. I tore it behind my tractor.
Yeah, the blade-type aren't the best style of aerator to use. You really want something that has a core that's going to go through and remove the plugs. The whole purpose of aerating is to create pockets where air can get in down into the soil. And with the spikes, it actually just kind of compacts the soil even more because it's not removing anything from the soil. It compacts and kind of tightens the earth in the area down below in the root system.
I kind of describe it like this. You've got a box with 100 ping pong balls in it. You stick that blade down in there, you still got 100 ping pong balls in there. They're just as dense, just as tight as they ever were. But if you use that core aerator, it goes in there and pulls 10 or 15 of them out.
Right.
So that instead of having 100 ping pong balls in the box taking up that space, now you've only got 85 or 90. There's more, you know, you've created space.
Yeah.
And that's what you're ultimately trying to do with aerating. You're trying to create space down in that root zone. And as the soil kind of falls back in and fills in where that hole was, you don't have the same number of soil particles mm-hmm. filling that hole, you know, filling that hole back in. They've mm-hmm. been, you know, been pulled out and thrown up on top.
Right. Whereas, and what type of fertilizer do you recommend for ping pong balls?
For ping pong balls, a good stiff paddle and a nice flat table.
So you think it'd be a good time to seed then also?
Yeah, if you've got to do some seeding, this is the second best time of the year to do
it.
Okay.
As Corbin said, the ideal time is in September, but the second best time is in March and the first part of April.
Okay, appreciate the information.
Hey, thank you very much for calling in. Wonderful question. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Have a great day. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Snow Nose Garden Show. And welcome back to the Snow Nose Garden Show. We're here for the next 10 minutes or so to take your gardening questions and answer your phone calls. The number is 977-1070, and the phone lines are wide open. We're going to do a little worldwide preview and presentation of our new mulch commercial for Snow's Garden Center. So here it goes.
Hi there, I'm Corbin Snow, owner of Snow's Garden Center and Landscaping, and I want to talk to you about mulch. Mulch is spread over the surface of the soil as a covering. It is used to retain moisture, suppress weeds, and keep the soil nice and cool. Not to mention it makes the garden beds look more attractive. Now is the time of year when you should mulch around trees and bulbs. It will save you lots of time and effort later and make your garden beds look terrific. Here at Snow's Garden Center, we have a wide variety of mulches that you can purchase to take home with you. Or you can order any of our mulches online or over the phone for delivery. Visit snownose.com or call 295-2159. That's 295-2159. Snow's Garden Center is located at 1875 Avon Street Extended, just south of the city of Charlottesville.
I don't know, man. What do you think of that? Does that sound okay?
I think you left something out.
Oh, you think I should add that?
I think you should.
No.
Do it.
Okay, okay. You'll love my mulch.
And you didn't think I was going to say it, did you, Norman? That was Les Sinclair's idea from Z95. We had just finished the commercial. He's like, man, you didn't say you should. You're going to love my mulch. I was like, people are tired hearing that. He's like, no, they're not. So we ad-libbed and we put that little tag on the end. So hope you enjoyed it. And if you need mulch, we have got the mulch in stock. We've got double-shredded hardwood mulch, which is our famous mulch. We've got the pine mulch. We've got the dyed black and red and brown varieties. And we've got the chipper mulch. We've got five or six, seven different varieties of mulch to choose from to fit any style or liking that you have. We've definitely have it in stock. And our mulch hotline, as always, is open 24 hours a day, right, Norman? At 296-9762. The phone line actually does go to bed, but you can always order online at snownose.com 24/7.
Actually, the phone number never goes to bed because it's got voicemail on it.
Exactly.
There, so just leave us a message
message.
Get back with you and get everything set up. Just tell us.
Subsequently, our mulch hotline is Norman on the other end, and when you call 296-9762, Norman always answers with a hello, how can I help you? And we'll tell you all about all the great bulk material products we have, ranging from mulch, topsoil, compost. We have a full stone center, gravel center, half a dozen or a dozen or more different stone products, and I'm telling you, folks, we have it all. You can visit online at snownose.com and order 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
And you can also, you know, even if you don't, if you know, maybe not comfortable ordering that way, it's a great way to get on there and look at pictures and descriptions of all the different materials we've got. You get a chance to see what all we carry, all of the different varieties of mulch, all the different varieties of stone, soil, with descriptions of what the products are, what some of the best uses for them, and all of that. It's all right there on the website with pictures and everything else, so you can get a good handle on what's going to be the best for your project. And there's a calculator on there that will help you figure what kind of quantity you need also.
If you'd like to join the show, we're just about out of time. We can maybe squeeze in one or two more callers at 977-1070. Okay, maybe one more caller. If you call really, really quickly, we can maybe squeeze in one more. Otherwise, we're going to run out of time once again on the Snow Nose Garden Show. I just want to remind people that the nursery is bursting at the seams and filling up more and more every day. I know we have three or four tractor trailers scheduled next week of new arrivals of trees and shrubs.
At least four.
At least four. Man, what an exciting time of year, isn't it?
It is.
It really is. That's a good laugh. But the nursery will be bursting at the seams by the time we get to our, I almost said fall festival, our spring fling, which is coming up
in
two Saturdays, correct? That's 2008. I grabbed the wrong calendar. I grabbed the calendar from 2008. That's not going to do as much good. It's the 28th. I'm sorry, I'm in May. I'm sorry.
The 26th.
The 26th, yep. Yes. So in 2 weeks from today will be our spring fling. Lots of activities and events and things going on out at the Garden Center. And then don't forget to mark your calendar for the very special Seaville Go Green Fest. And that is May 14th, brought to you, presented to you by Dixon Disposal and Snow's Garden Center. You can visit that website at SeavilleGoGreenFest.com. We also have a Facebook page that you can follow. And we have a green blog that you can access at the SeavilleGoGreenFest.com website. We have a blog that's been started. And I'd like to thank Dixon Disposal for joining us and partnering with us for this great event coming up in about 2 months. So just about 8 weeks away from that festival. We out of time, Glenn? 30 seconds. What else can we squeeze in? That's like 30 minutes for me, Glenn. Come out and see us. If we can do anything to help you with any of your landscaping needs, free consultations this spring, just give us a call and set that up at 295-2159. The consultation is a wonderful service. You can meet with Scott Price, Dwayne Snow, or Cindy Connor, or myself. We'll come out and give you all sorts of ideas and recommendations of what you can do in the garden. Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate you being here. We'll see you next week on the Snow Nose Garden Show. Charlottesville.